All right, everybody, how's it going? Welcome to What the Puck? Game 3, instant reaction. The Capitals up 3-0 in the series up against the Flyers. We saw a lot of stuff happening tonight. Let's talk about the big news. Brooks Orpik went down. We don't really know what it was. He was favoring his leg coming off the ice. It looked like it may have been a head hit. It may have been knee to knee. It may have been, you know, something with his arm. Alan May said in one of the breaks, you know, he's had neck problems. He's had other kind of problems. So obviously, Brooks Orpik not feeling very well, not doing very well, and he did not come back into the game. So that's definitely going to be a factor in a lot of Caps fans' minds throughout the next couple days until Game 4. So we'll definitely have to watch that out. Dmitry Orlov had a huge hit. It was a boarding hit from one of the Flyers, and luckily, Orlov was able to get back into the game, but that was a nasty hit. We saw him on the ice, and we saw him on the bench after the hit, and it did not look good. You know, he had a little mark right here on his nose in between his eyes, so he probably broke his nose. His face was all red, so it definitely was not a good hit for him, but luckily it doesn't look like it's going to be any lasting damage. Flyer fans, they cost their team a penalty, a delay of game for throwing stuff onto. I'm seeing it says concuss, so it may have been a concussion for Orpik. So they might be saying that after the game went off. So looks like it might have been a concussion. Sucks if it is. We of course know we don't want to mess with concussions. Take as much time as you need to come back from that, and it's not like a muscle. You know, it's not like something you can easily come back from. So Orpik hopefully will be back for Game 4, but who knows? Concussions can range from a couple days. Hey, I just moved my whole iPad. Make sure you got this guy. We got Braden Holtby in the shot, too. That guy right there. That's old school. John Erskine there, and we got a little Brooks Light back there on my wall. Thought I'd just throw that in there. The Flyer fans, you know, you cost your team a penalty, delay of game for throwing these wristbands onto the ice. That really sucks. I mean, you're affecting the team now, not in a good way. I had a lot of people at work talk to me today and say, hey, what's going on with the Caps? Are they going to go 4-0? Is it going to be, you know, a sweep of the series? And I said, let's see what happens in Philadelphia. Let's see what happens tonight, because it was honoring Ed Snyder, the owner of the Flyers, after he passed away from battling cancer. It was the first game of the series in Philadelphia, so their first time in front of a hometown crowd. And it seemed as if they did kind of get a spark. They get a fire under their butts for 5 minutes into the game. And after that 5 minutes, boom, gone. Nothing really happened, and that really sucks, you know, to see as a Caps fan. It's great for a Caps fan, but it sucks just as a fan to see people crap on the team like that. And they had these I like that, brooms. I like it. We could go for the sweep, you know. I'll be talking to Coach Dan, everybody. I'll be talking to him tomorrow, so you'll get a proper What the Puck show tomorrow night, early Wednesday before Game 4, and we're going to discuss, you know, what's going to happen in Game 4, so you'll definitely have to check that out. But it's a little weird to think about. It's going to be a sweep. Could we go for a sweep? And I don't want to discuss that tonight, just on my own. I'm going to wait for Dan for that one. But they gave out wristbands for this Ed Snyder memorial that they were going to do before the game. And they were these light-up wristbands. And everybody, all the fans, started throwing them onto the ice after, you know, a call didn't go their way and this big line brawl happened. And their announcer, their PA announcer in the arena said, have some class. And then they didn't oblige with that, and they continue to throw stuff and then cost their team a delay of game penalty. I mean, that's got to affect the players. That's got to affect the coaches to be like, you know, what? Why are we going to play hard for these guys if they're going to treat us like that? They're hurting the game at that point. The Flyers, I mean, anything can happen in Game 4. Of course, we all know that. But you gotta imagine they're tired. Game Flyers, the Flyers have something else on their mind. This is just not the way they wanted this. This series to go. And as a Caps fan, that's good for us. The Caps, I thought, looked solid. There was that early goal, but at the beginning of the game, but you had to expect that after the memorial and the first time in their own barn. And I'm not surprised that they were able to come out and get that first goal, but Best thing that I saw was the Caps didn't get too emo, like I always say. They didn't get too crazy and just kind of get scared and be like, oh no, they got the first goal, it's over, boo-hoo. No, not this time around. Caps, they are definitely doing their thing, and the Caps are saying, all right, they got a goal, we can come back, we got time, we're going to come back, and wow, I mean, 6-1, that's pretty great. Pretty great. So I guess that's pretty much it for my instant reaction. I'm very happy with what the Caps have doing. I mean, how can you not be? 3-0 right now up against the Flyers. I was predicting it to go to Game 7, that the Flyers were going to bring this old-time kind of, you know, punch you in the face hockey, and they finally did tonight. But the first two games, they kind of took the night off. I think they're tired. I mean, you played playoff hockey for over a month and a half, 2 months to end the regular season, you're going to be tired once you actually get to the playoffs. So that's really the battle, is getting to the playoffs and then being able to survive it. And up until tonight, the team was completely healthy. Who knows what's going to happen with Brooks Orpik? He's a big question mark. Hopefully we have some more answers on What the Puck, the podcast tomorrow. But as for right now, I'm very happy with what the Caps have been able to do. These guys are really, oh, look at that guy. Dan Hayden joined. What's up, coach? How you doing? So it's really great to see the team doing so well. Hopefully Brooks Orpik isn't out for the next game. Hopefully he can come back. It's not that bad of a concussion, but we shall see. We do have Taylor Chorney, guys like that, that can back him up if need be. So I guess that's pretty much it for What the Puck, the instant reaction for Game 3. Very cool. Game 3, Caps win again. That's awesome. Going for the sweeping Game 4. We'll see what's going on. I'll be back with Coach Dan tomorrow. We'll be able to talk about all that good stuff. Make sure you listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. It's Caps Developmental Camp. Yeah, Developmental Camp. There you go, Coach. You know, it's I think it says something on like never given, earned, respect earned, or something like that. I don't know. Can you see it in the back? Oh, I'm shaking the whole table now. See what you did?
Yeah, stuff on the back. There you go. Rob Van Dam, huh?
So, Caps Developmental Camp. So we'll be back. Hey, cool news, guys. I'm glad you guys are watching. Definitely check this out. If you are an Android user, check it out. We are now on Google Play Music. That's right. What the Puck is available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast, as well as Google Play Music. So if you're an Android user, if you use Google Play Music instead of iTunes, that kind of stuff, we are on there now, and you can subscribe to us even easier than you have before. And it's not just the Google Play Store. They made sure in the email to tell me, people get confused. It's Google Play Music. It's an app that a lot of the Google users use. Our podcast, What the Puck, is on there. Podcast just got released today, so we are one of the first ones you can listen to on the Google Play Music app. So definitely check that out. Coach Dan and I will be back tomorrow. We'll be able to do a proper show. We'll be going down on the farm. We'll be going around the NHL. We'll be talking about the Caps, of course. Big stuff happening in Hershey. Vitek Vanacek getting his first AHL game. We'll talk about the results on that show tomorrow. So definitely, hey, thank you so much for the love, man. Thank you so much. That's it for the show this week. This is cool, man. I love this Facebook Live stuff. I think we're going to do this a little bit more often. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Caps, go Caps. We love the Caps. And we'll see what happens on What the Puck tomorrow and then on the game on Wednesday. So see you guys later. Let's go Caps.